Mabul today at the Berlinale. It was the first screening. How did you like the reaction of the younger audience?
Well, it was amazing because kids who are 8-year-olds and 6-year-old ask questions like grown-ups. And the movie, you know, it's for the whole family. But I didn't know that 8-year-olds and such little people, you know, such they are so intelligent, smart, and grown-ups, you know. So I was surprised. I was surprised to hear some amazing questions today.
You have, I say, two young actors which are very great in your movie and had to play a lot. How was their background as actors?
Well, one actor, the little boy, he's 13. He didn't have any background. He just did a small TV series. Then I saw him there, and the other actor is a well-known actor. He acted in Lebanon, the film Lebanon, the Israeli film, and he was well experienced. So his job was the autistic person, and the little boy was Yoni. He was amazing because he is such a grown-up, so mature, that it's just amazing to see how we function on set.
The two are their own family at the end of the movie. The two kids, the two boys are their own family in many parts of the movie, because the mother has her problems, her life, and the father lives his own life apart from the family.
Yes, so what is the question?
The question is about that, about the family situation.
You know, it's a reconcile story. It's a story about the family that are separated. Everybody is living in his own island. And when the autistic son come home, slowly, slowly the family gather again and become a family. And it's the old punishment, you know, that they did, they sin. They had a sin, and now they have to pay for their sins. But it's also a revolution. It's also something that bring them their life together again, because obviously the mother starts to function with the father. The two brothers are together again, and it looks like it's a family. Looks like.
At the end, it's. I don't want to talk too much about the end, but it was a little bit too much of happy ending to me.
Yes, well, you know, sometimes I heard this side and this side, because one side tell me that it was not happy enough because they wanted a closure. And some people tell me it's a little bit too sweet for them. And some people tell me that I should end it in the bar mitzvah, in the ceremony, and not after. Yes, I heard many people say this and that, but the audience in Israel that we screened the film, they were happy with this ending, because we had two endings, by the way.
That would be my next question.
Yeah, we had the first end was like only the bar mitzvah after the singing together, and the second ending was plane with the water. So we chose the second ending because the audience, when we screened the film to the audience, they chose this one. So maybe the audience want a happy one, a happy ending.
And what your film does as well is we can get, as a German audience, we can get a glimpse of family structures and the situation for the youth and in a community which is very different from many other societies.
Did you feel it's different? Because if you take a family in the village in Germany, on the seashore, do you think it's different from what you saw in the film?
I think so, yeah.
How different? What is the difference?
It's because, like, when he is in the place where he kills the chicken, this is so different.
The chicken coop is different?
The people would react crazy about him, I think.
In Germany?
Yeah.
You know, in Israel, everybody knows each other. It's a small place. So if somebody is autistic and they know he's autistic and he start to get crazy and they see that he's in trouble, I don't think that they will be mad, crazy. But it's more like, I think you can put this story any place, every place in the world. It will be the same. Because families are families, you know. Of course, different costumes, but I think that it's also a glimpse of Israel a little bit. In the part that you don't see many in films, like, you know, in villages in Israel.
How did you write the book, or is it based on a book, on a story, which is well known?
No, it's an original script by Noah and me.
And when did you start writing the script? How long did it take you to process it? About 5 years or longer?
5 years, exactly 5 years. 5 years ago. It's a development of the short film. We won in 2002, we won in Berlin in Generation, the Crystal Bear, with a short film. And now we came again here to, it's a closure for us, because now we are in the same category 10 years after, 9 years.
And the story, how did it come up to your mind? Was it based on some real events or just...
It's totally imagination, but the little boy is actually me.
Okay.
So it's based on my life a little bit, the little boy. That he is, you know, struggling to be strong and tall while he is very short. And that's me. It's based on my life.
Did you make the homework for the other kids as well?
I did. But I also swallowed powder for muscles. But it didn't help.